各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天早上聚集在这里，唯一的理由，或者说这个季节唯一的理由，是耶稣基督的降生。
The only reason why we're here today is because of the birth of Christ.
我们或许又问，为什么路加福音这里会记载这段故事呢？
Perhaps you have wondered why Luke recorded this story here.
难道马太福音记载博士们来朝拜耶稣还不够吗？
Isn't it enough that Matthew has recorded the coming of the wise men from the east?
难道马可开头说耶稣基督，神的儿子耶稣基督，福音的起头，这还不够吗？
Isn't it enough when Mark said this is the beginning of the gospel of the Son of God?
难道约翰，使徒约翰说太初有道，然后后面就说道成了肉身住在我们当中，充充满满，有恩典有真理，还不够吗？
Isn't it sufficient when John recorded in the beginning was the word and the word was God and God became flesh among us?
我们不禁会问，
Not only would we ask,
透过路加圣经这么详细记载天使向牧羊人报告耶稣降生的大好消息，用意在哪里呢？
Because we want to know why Luke recorded this story of the angels appearing to the shepherds.
我想这有至少两点，我们一同来思想。
I think there are at least two reasons.
第一点就是透过这段故事告诉我们，我们的神眷顾普通卑微的人。
I think the first point is our God has concern over those who are simple and lowly.
像这些牧羊人，像我们一般。
Like the shepherds, like you and I.
第二点，就是普通卑微的人，我们也可以活得非常有尊严，非常有光彩，非常有意义。
Perhaps the second point is even if we are simple and lowly, we can lead a very colorful and meaningful life.
我们的神眷顾卑微的人，像在伯利恒野外的这些牧羊人。
Our God is concerned over those who are simple and lowly, like the shepherds.
透过天使天君宣告大喜的信息。
And through the heavenly host, the good news was proclaimed to them.
他没有像罗马的皇帝盖萨雅古斯都这样宣告，没有像希律王宣告，却是像伯利恒野外的。这些牧羊人宣告。
Our God did not proclaim this to Caesar, nor did he proclaim this to King Herod, yet he proclaimed this to those who were shepherds.
而且报告的内容是说，他是救主，他是基督，他是主。
And the message proclaimed was that a Savior has been born, that he is Christ and he is the Lord.
大喜的信息固然是关乎万族万民，十一节却说今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主。
This is good news of great joy that is for all the peoples, and yet today in the city of David a Savior has been born for you.
也许你会问什么是才是大喜的信息呢？
Perhaps you ask what is this good news of great joy?
老板为我加薪。
My boss gave me a raise.
那么这是大喜的信息。
That is good news.
那么我在台湾遇到一位老先生说，我老婆替我连生了七个女儿，第八个终于生个儿子，那是大喜的信息。
I have an elderly friend from Taiwan who told me my wife has given birth to 7 daughters. Finally, I've gotten a son. This is good news.
我全家无灾无病，夫妻很和睦，儿孙很孝顺，那是大喜的信息，是不是？
Or you may say, nothing bad has happened to my family. All 3 generations are harmonious. This is good news.
我想这些都是好消息，非常好的消息。
Yes, I agree with you. These are all very good news.
我也相信上帝今天也要赐给我们。
And God will give these good news to us.
但是我们在这里看到天使并没有像这些牧羊人说，哎，你的畜牧业哦，会发了，没有这样写。
But the angels did not proclaim such news to the shepherds.
你养的羊个个都是肥肥壮壮的，没有这样写。
The angels did not say the sheep will give birth to very plump lambs.
你剪的羊毛在市场卖，特别卖得好。
Your wool is cashmere quality.
而且你今天从今天我今天讲这好消息以后，你明天开始，你白日你不必受尽寒霜干热，夜晚黑夜也不必受尽寒霜，有没有这样子？没有。
The angels did not say after this good news, in the days ahead you will not suffer from the hot sun, and during the night you will not suffer from the cold.
没有告诉他说，从此以后你不必餐风饮露，从此过着幸福快乐的日子，也没有这样写。
The angels did not promise the shepherds that they will no longer suffer the weather elements.
我想上帝给我们的这些所有的福分，我们可以享受，是神本来就要赐给我们，没有错。
Yes, our God will give us these good news.
但是最好的消息，正是从今天的诗歌以及我们刚刚所读的这些经文里头，就告诉我们是关乎耶稣基督的降生。
But here we are told that this good news of great joy is related to the birth of Jesus.
第十四节那个天使所唱的诗歌，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人，这是一个重点。
In verse 14 is the important point when the angel said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests."
神在高至高之处没有错，在地上我们有这群的普罗大众也没有错，中间连接的就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Yes, our God is in the Most High, and yes, we are on earth separated from Him, and yet in between is our Lord Jesus.
我想哥林多后书第八章的有一段话很可以来形容。
Perhaps this is best described by a passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
八章九节，保罗这样说：你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
In chapter 8, verse 9 of 2 Corinthians, Paul says, "You know the grace of God."
他本来富足，却为我们成了贫穷。
He was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor.
叫你们因他的贫穷可以富足。
So that you may become rich through his poverty.
我们这些人都是因为耶稣基督，我们成为富足的。
We can become rich through our Lord Jesus.
感谢主，我们当中我相信很多人可以做这样的好见证。
And I praise God because many among us can make the same testimony.
有一位弟兄现在还在关在监牢里头，他说：张牧师，我来到美国，虽然在监牢里头，我最大的收获就是认识主耶稣基督。
A brother has shared with me, Pastor Chang, even though I have imprisoned since I came to America, I still count it a blessing because through this experience, I came to know Christ.
我以前是一年忙碌365天的，不知道什么叫做安息日，信了主以后才知道在主里享安息。
In the past, I worked 365 days a year. I never knew what is rest until I came to rest in Christ.
我们有一个姐妹刚到美国的时候是非常非常辛苦，跟她先生。
A sister came recently to the United States and worked very hard together with her husband.
因为很多的事情要适应，很多的东西要学习，他们适应的非常辛苦。
They find adjustment here very difficult and challenging.
过了一个月之后，有人带领他们到教会里头来聚会。
After a certain amount of time, they were brought to church by their friends.
第一次听到小敏的诗歌，说在人生的小站里头呢。就是我们所唱的小敏诗歌，在我人生的小站，我每个台阶里头，你是我最知心的朋友。这一对夫妇泪流满面，接受主耶稣基督。
They were touched by some of the songs they encountered, singing about how Jesus is our friend at every stop in our lives, and they repented and accepted the Lord as their Savior.
我想上个礼拜26位受洗见证的人，他们每一个人都可以告诉你他们心中的那个美好的见证，都是主耶稣基督成为他们的救主来说的。
Last week we had 26 brothers and sisters who were baptized into his name. Each one of them can bear the same testimony.
他是救主，他是受膏的君王基督，他是我们的主。
He is the Savior, He is the Anointed One, the King, He is the Lord.
主耶稣基督要赐给我们这样美好的信息，就是他的本身。
This is the good news of great joy, and that is our Lord Jesus himself.
像这样的普通的人，这些伯利恒的这些牧羊人，上帝亲自差天使向他们见证。
And our Lord God sent his heavenly host to proclaim this to these simple and lowly folks.
第二，像牧羊人这样普通卑微人，我们也可以活得非常有光彩的。
Even though we are simple and lowly, we can still lead colorful lives.
这些牧羊人，他们平常的生活也是非常的 boring 啊，每天有不工作做不完的工作又要做，连晚上都要排更来看守羊群的。
Perhaps as shepherds, their daily lives and efforts are very boring. They have to work during the day and during the nights. They have to take turns to look after the sheep.
我从加州过来，几年前过来，你知道在北加州人的生活，有人跟我说不是人过的生活。
I came from Northern California a few years ago, and some over there says when you live in Northern California, it is an inhumane life.
他说你们在别地方人是朝九晚五，早上九点，晚上下午五点就下班了，九点上班，九点上。我们是 7-Eleven， 我们七点到十一点的。
Said you talk about a 9-to-5 life. That's not what we have in Northern California. We start at 7 and we don't end until 11 at night.
哦，他说的很好，不是早上七点到早上十一点，是早上七点到晚上十一点的。
I said it correctly.
其实，在我们当中人也是一样，也不光是北加州，可能我们当中好些的弟兄姐妹工作也是非常辛苦的。
Perhaps you already say to yourselves, that's I have a worse schedule.
像这些牧羊人一样，我们有很多的害怕，有很多的担心，有很多的顾虑。但是有一天，上帝的福音临到他们的时候，他们的人生的意义不一样了。
Perhaps we are like those shepherds. We have many concerns in our lives about our jobs, about our families. But one day we can hear the same good news.
我们看这些牧羊人，他们的人生的整个意义完全不一样了。
How did the shepherds react to this good news?
我们看，当那天使告诉他们说，你们十二节说，你们要看见一婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。那个时候，他之后天使离开了，他们就彼此退缩，就彼此对说，他们说要去看看。
After the angel said to them, "This will be a sign to you that you will find a babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger," they turned to each other and say, "Let's go and see this."
感谢主。上帝赐给这些普通的人，跟他们说：“你们要去记得哦，像那个博士们记得朝拜他的时候，嘿，奉上黄金、乳香、末药，再不然一支羊羔也可以。”没有这样说的。
But you know, God did not tell them you have to go see the Lord like the wise men from the east. Even though you cannot bring gold, myrrh, or frankincense, you can bring a lamb. But this is not what God told them.
这是上帝今天要给我们的信息。
And this is the message that God has given us today.
要我们享受我们的主耶稣基督，不是要你做这个、做那个、做那个、做这个。
We are not told to do this, to do that for Christ.
所以牧羊人也不必带着羊群，哇，糟糕，我们要去奉献了啊！记得啊，记得，各位弟兄姐妹，你今天早上来到主面前来，也是一样，就是享受主就对了。
Today, you and I come before God in the same way. We do not have to be concerned about what should we do for the Lord.
我发现牧羊人心态不太一样。他们找主耶稣的基督的时候，这里圣经记载了跟马太福音不太一样。
Here we see when the shepherds went to find Jesus, they experienced something different from what Matthew has recorded.
那些马太福音记载的那些博士们，他们懂得宫廷的礼仪，他们知道朝见主的时候带着礼物去，所以一到那个房子里头，就见了小孩子，然后他的母亲是先见小孩子的。哎，这个是很有概念的，这些博士很会的。但是我们在这里看这些的牧羊人，他们好像莽莽撞撞，不太懂哈，是有点像用一个字说顺藤摸瓜，先看到玛利亚，看到约瑟，然后就看到小孩子一样，他们也不懂带礼物。
In Matthew, the recording was such that the wise men from the east knew their place and knew what to do exactly. They came and they found the child and offered their gifts to them. But here the shepherds didn't know what to do at all, and here they found first Mary and Joseph, and then the babe.
各位弟兄姊妹，这就是我们啊。
This is a better description of us.
我们不是要学很多的礼仪，很多的规条，不需要的，就是天使跟他说，你去看看，他们就看了就对了。各位弟兄姊妹，这就是这些牧羊人他们的反应。
This is how the shepherds reacted when the angels told them. They just went and looked, and this is how we should respond.
感谢主，你知道到后面的时候，这些牧羊人他们的反应是怎样吗？记载在二十节。
And we see in verse 20.
二十节说：“归荣耀与神，赞美他。”各位弟兄姐妹，这句话是非常重要的话，因为他们就 echo， 他们反哨了。有点这个诗班里的那个喝声一样，喝了谁的话呢？喝了诗这些的天使他们的话。他说：“至高之处荣耀归给神。”他们这些普通的人、卑微的人，他们居然口里会说荣耀跟赞美的话。
Here in verse 20, it says the shepherds, after they returned, started to glorify and praise God for all the things they had heard.So they were acting just like the angels.
也许他们不会写诗，或者是不会写其他的曲子，也许他们不会讲一大堆道理，可是他们懂得赞美，懂得感谢。各位弟兄姐妹，这是今天早上我们要学的。
Perhaps they do not know how to write hymns. Perhaps they do not know how to preach. But they know how to glorify and praise God.
感谢主，今天早上在我们当中，上帝也要把这样的美好的福音给你。他们对他们来说，人生从此可以跟天上可连接在一起。
From this day on, the shepherds' lives can be related to heaven.
其实他们就回去了。这个第二十节说，牧羊人回去了。回去了做什么？照样牧羊，照样每天要养小羊、中羊、老羊要照顾哈，照样一样工作，像我们一样。
You know, when the shepherds return, they still have to be a shepherd taking care of the sheep.
我们当中的妈妈们，你照样要养儿育女，相夫教子，对不对？一样工作是一样的。
So after we met Christ, we still have to do what we've been doing.
但是他们的心里头，就是他们口里头会有赞美的话，他们跟天上那位神就连接在一起。各位弟兄姐妹，这是何等荣耀的事啊！
But their hearts are different because they are now linked to God in heaven, and this is so important.
从此你不一样了。
From this day on, you can lead a different life.
你照样做你的工作，但是你知道你所做工作有天上来的那个意义在里头。
You will continue to work, but you know there's a heavenly meaning to why you work.
这是今天主要给你的信息。
And this is the message that God wants to give you today.
我们在这里顺便最后的报告一下，前两天我们的编辑同工收到这个海外校园的编辑打来的电话。
Here I would like to tell you a story. Two days ago, we received a telephone call from the editor of overseas campus magazine.
那位编辑说，我们可不可以登你们的文章？我们说问他多少，他说一共是六篇了，还第三集不算，还是第一集跟第二集，总共有六篇要登载。
They have asked for permission to reprint some of the articles we have in our church publication.
我们的同学告诉说，多多益善，你要全部登都可以啊。
We were very happy to oblige.
各位弟兄姐妹，这不过是第一集跟第二集，我们第三集他还没有收到嘞。
They haven't received our third issue yet.
我们感谢主，透过这些美好的见证，叫许许多的人也一样蒙神的恩典。
We want to thank God for using these testimonies of brothers and sisters to bless many others throughout the world.
这些牧羊人，他们把天使论说这孩子的话就传开了，很多人就很诧异，很惊奇。
The shepherds spread what they have seen and heard to others, and they were all amazed.
你愿意做现在的牧羊人吗？
Are you willing to be a shepherd of today?
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
耶稣基督今日降生在我们心里。
Because Jesus Christ has been born in our hearts.
我们想到在伯利恒那个客厅里头，耶稣基督没有地方可以躺卧。
As we recall, in those days, there was no room for you in the inn in Bethlehem.
最后你卧在那里的马槽里头。
And in the end, you were born in a manger.
可能那是你再生的时候最豪华的床榻了。
Perhaps even that was your most luxurious accommodation for that day.
你本来富足，却为我们成了贫穷。
You were rich, yet you have become for us poor.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你生的时候用布包起来卧在马槽里，那是记号。
When you were born, you were wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in the manger as a witness to us.
当你死的时候，至终你复活了，在那个墓穴里头只留下细麻布跟裹头巾，那是你复活的记号。
In the end, you died for us, and there were only left these cloth of linen that wrapped your body.
我们赞美你，我们歌颂你。
And we praise and sing thanks to you.
这样的祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray and praise in the name of our Jesus, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.